You know, as we come to this time of year, it's fun to think about the little baby in the manger.
当时间来到这个季节的时候，非常有意思去思想耶稣这个小baby。
We can imagine the emotions of the young mother Mary.
我们可以想象玛利亚的感受。
And wonder at the common surroundings of the King of the Universe.
可以想象一些宇宙中的各样的一些情形。
All that is good, but the crucial question is the one the children just sang about.
所有都是好的，但是最重要的是刚才这些孩子们所唱。
What child is this?
是何婴孩？
And as I thought about the answer to that question,
当我想了这个问题的答案的时候，
I thought about it from the standpoint of, what if Jesus answered that question?
我想呢，耶稣会怎样回答这个？
What if Jesus answered the question, what child is this?
他会怎样说这个孩子是谁？
Well, of course, to do that, I have to go outside of one of the traditional Christmas passages.
当然，去回答这个问题，我必须来到一些传统的讲员不会讲的那些经节。
In fact, I have to fast forward all the way to the last week of Jesus' life.
我需要来到耶稣降生之前的一些事情。But
make no mistake, the question that Jesus is answering is, what child is this?
没有错误，是的，我们要回答的问题是耶稣怎样回答这个孩子。
Now, during that week, Jesus had fielded a lot of questions from people who were trying to make him look foolish.
是的，在那个星期， 耶稣回答了很多问题，这些问题好像都是很愚蠢。
Wave after wave of intelligent and bright people from all different places, from all different viewpoints, came to try to talk to him.
一波又一波的人，很非常聪明的人，来到耶稣面前来问他问题。
Each came with their most perplexing dilemma, the one they were sure he couldn't possibly answer.
每个人都想问他最难的问题。
Of course, he answered all of them.
当然，耶稣回答了所有的问题。Finally,
they got to the point they didn't have any more questions to ask.
最后，他们竟然没有什么问题来问耶稣。And
then Jesus asks a question of his own.
最后，耶稣回答他自己的问题。And
the question he asks leaves everyone speechless.
这个问题是让每个人都哑口无言。It
leaves them speechless because everyone understands exactly what he said.
他们哑口无言，是因为每个人都明白他说的是。But
all the people there that didn't want him to succeed didn't want to come to that conclusion.
每个人想自己来成功，是因为他们想都明白这个问题，但是他们拒绝来达到这样的结论。And
yet no one had a good reason why Jesus could possibly be wrong.
但是没有一个人。
So the first answer to our question, what child is this, is he's the son of David. And that's what Jesus asked the question, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? Now we're told the Pharisees, the experts in the Bible, were gathered there that day.
圣经告诉我们，那天法利赛人这些非常有学问的人来聚集在一起。People
who knew the Bible better than anyone.
他们对圣经的了解比所有的人都更多。But
it didn't take an expert to answer this question.
但是这个问题不需要什么博学的人来回答。At
that time, everyone knew the answer to that question.
那是所有的人都知道这个问题的答案。Well,
of course, the Messiah has to be the son of David. Who else?
是的，耶稣必须这个救世主必须是大卫的子孙，还有谁是呢？And
the reason is because God promised that to David that the Messiah would come through his line.
原因是神已经很早向大卫来承诺他的子孙将会是一个救主。
2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12。
撒母耳记下在第二章第十二节。
God was promising David that David's line would last forever. And there's a lot to that, but these verses, 2 Samuel 7, 11, and 12 gives us what we need.
第七章第十二节。
When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, God says to David,I will set up your seed, your descendant after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
第十二节，你受素足满足，与你列祖同睡的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
Now, of course, Jesus really was the son of the descendant of David.
当然，耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And the angel had promised Mary this very thing.
天使已经告诉玛利亚，这个确实是这样。
Luke chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. This is a traditional Christmas passage.
路加福音。
The angel says, well, I'll just start reading in verse 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great, will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
第三十一节开始。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。
So notice that's the exact same thing that God had promised David.
这和神给大卫承诺的是一模。
So, Jesus points out that the Messiah has to be the son of David. That was very non-controversial. Everyone agreed.
So, Jesus 指出来，救世主必须是大卫的子孙，没有人可以怀疑。
But then, Jesus proposes another question.
然后耶稣又问了另外一个问题。
He says, how then does David call the Messiah Lord?
耶稣说，大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？
Now that word Lord can sometimes simply mean sir. It's a polite title of respect.
主这个字可以翻译成先生，表示礼貌。
Now sometimes it can mean more than that.
有时候是另外的含义。
But either way, think of it like this.
但是不管怎样，让我们这样思考。
Those of you who are parents, do you call your children, sir?
在座的作为父母的，你会称你的孩子先生吗？
I don't think so.
我想应该不会。
And then Jesus proceeds to quote from Psalm 110, verse 1, which we, from Psalm 110, verse 1.
然后下面，耶稣又从诗篇110篇第一。
He says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Well, the Messiah is the descendant of David. So David is saying, The Lord, Yahweh, said to my Lord.
大卫对他的主说，是主将会把你的敌人放在你的脚下。
Another point. David is King David, king over Israel.
大卫是以色列的国王。
Who does the king call Lord?
这个国王问谁叫主呢?
Answer, no one. The king is the highest authority in the land.
不是任何一个人，因为他是至高的，在以色列。
People call him Lord. They say, my Lord, King David.
以色列人称大卫主。
But he doesn't give that title to anybody because he is the highest in the land.
因为他是至高者，所以在这个以色列的这个地皮上，没有人说他是。
Then comes Jesus' question. If David calls him Lord, how is he his son?
如果大卫称这个人是主，那他怎么会是大卫的子孙呢？
The answer was obvious to everyone there.
这个答案对在座的每一位都是非常清楚明了。
There's only one way it would make sense for David to call his descendant Lord.
只有一个情形，这个问题是非常合理。
That's if the Messiah was more than just a man.
那就是救世主不仅仅是。
If the Messiah was God in the flesh, then it makes perfect sense for David to call his descendant Lord.
那就是如果他的子孙是救世主以人的身份出现。
Now Jesus doesn't openly say that to the Pharisees, they would have stoned him on the spot.
耶稣没有这样公开的说，因为如果他这样说的话，那些法利赛人将会乱石打死。
But they all got the point.
但是他们都明白了。
And yet his argument was so sound, no one could answer it. No one could say, it was absolutely airtight.
耶稣的回答是这样的奇妙，并且真的是没有人可以攻击他，所以没有人敢接下去。
So what child is this?
所以这个婴孩是谁？
Yes, he is the son of David.
是的，他是大卫的子孙。
Makes him a man, like us.
以肉身出现，和我们一样。
But he is more than that. He is also the Son of God.
但他不仅仅如此，他是神的儿子。
And that's the important point.
这是非常重要的。
That's why we can sing about the baby in the manger.
这也就是为什么我们要唱马槽里的婴。
This is Christ the Lord whom shepherds watch and angels sing.
这是神的儿子。
Haste, haste to bring him Laud, the babe, the son of Mary.
快来，玛利亚的儿子。